And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley, back for another edition of the Morning Coffee. We're trying to decide. I think at one point we're just going to start calling this the Wes Tankersley Show, but I need to redesign a logo, get a little rebranded, get that going. But we are here. What's up over on YouTube, Nikki? Every single day, or well, close to every single day. Well, I can't remember what Nikki said yesterday. Thank you, David. Appreciate the gifts over on TikTok. Almost every single day is what we should call it, because that's kind of the way it is. It's luckily I've been lucky, because for those of you who've been kind of tuning along and going on with me and being here for a while now, you understand that there's been some fun times with my 2-year-old son, who has decided that he doesn't want to sleep through the night. And so it makes it kind of rough. And for me, I am a person of habit. And so the habit is that I get at least 8 hours of sleep. And when he wakes up, that takes into it. It makes it tough for me to be able to function properly in the morning if I do not get that sleep. So something that I just need to get over and probably continue to keep doing. But whatever. Anyway, we hop on here every single morning, kind of talk about some things that I'm going through, talk about things that motivate me, things that keep pushing me forward. I just got a nice little text message on TikTok from a friend of mine, another podcaster who would like to have me on the show, which is awesome, because that's really cool to do that, to get to go on other people's podcasts and talk about what I do. I used to do a lot of interviews, and I have this one lingering interview that I'm just about to tell the guy, hey, listen, we're not going to interview. I'm just not going to do it. I just don't do it anymore, unless it's something that's super, you know, I mean, obviously, if like Joe Rogan said, hey, I want to come on your podcast, I would let him come on my podcast and I would talk to him. But I don't know. I need to find the value of what I am seeking and what I want. And that really is having people on that bring value to me as well. So we'll see how that goes. It's pretty cool to do that, to be able to go on other shows and just kind of talk about things that I'm doing. Everyone wants to hear about kind of the positivity thing. And that is kind of that tribe or group that I have been involved with. So let's jump into it this morning. I was looking through again. This is kind of what I do. I start looking for things that inspire me, whether it be a book, whether it be a quote, whether it be, you know, just things in general that I think about and how they relate to my life and how I use them in a daily basis. And that's kind of, people are always like, how are you so positive? I met with a customer yesterday who said that she was having some health problems. And she was like, well, I'm kind of in between. I don't know if I want to buy these because I know that I may move. I may not get better. I don't know what to do. And I said, you know, I mean, there's two ways of looking at it. And, you know, for me, it would be just do like you, if you decide that you're not going to do it because of you think you're going to move or your health is going to get worse, that's what's going to happen. You have to realize that having that positive attitude about what's going on is going to push you a little bit further than expecting the worst. And so, you know, I mean, I just think, and I didn't, as I was saying, I'm like, that might be a sales tactic. I don't know. But the reality of it is that I feel like if you give up, if you say, well, I'm not going to buy this because I don't know, if you had the money, if it was something that made you happy, why wouldn't you do it? You know, because I would want to live my life to the fullest. And you probably heard that saying before, it's only money, you can't take it with you when you die. And if you really dive into that and you really think about it, you can't. I mean, I've had multiple people in the last few months tell me that, and I've been trying to figure out about the struggle about what we go through. It's like we all are living paycheck to paycheck and we want to have that security that we have. But what happens when you die? What happens when you die and you, I mean, your house, what do they do? What if you don't own your house? Who cares? What's the big deal? You can't take it with you. You can't take your house with you. So I don't know. I think the biggest thing, like I was talking to my dad about it, and he's like, oh, I don't want your kids to have any debt. And it's like, why would we be responsible for your debt? The thing is that you want to leave me something, but I would rather you live your life to the fullest and do everything that you want to do and don't leave me anything and just know that you lived a happy life. So I don't know. Sometimes we go off on these tangents and down these little wormholes. Yesterday, we also did Motivational Music Hour. Nikki is over on YouTube. If you guys want to get in on the conversation, hop over to YouTube, Shaping Success with Wes Tankersley. We have a running thing over there. TikTok won't allow me to get the chat. Like, it's not streaming on TikTok, so I have my phone here, my camera here. We're doing that. So understand that we're having a conversation over there. The idea is to get it going over there, to get that moving and pumping so that we can get people in answering and or asking questions and kind of being in the conversation. I'm also looking here on TikTok too, but it's easier now that I got the new camera up. All right, well, let's dive into this. There's some things that I was thinking about this morning as I was scrolling through social media. Yesterday, again, we did One Drink Wednesday, which I do every Wednesday with my friend Jay. That's popping up on there. Sometimes we get stuck and we're afraid to take the leap, the proverbial leap, or do the things that we want to do. And this was something I was thinking about this morning. When it feels scary to jump, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. How many of you have been swimming? This is like the number one thing that came in mind. I know this is like actually jumping, but it's something that is scary, but it's not that big of a deal. When I was growing up and we'd go down to the swimming pool, there was two diving boards. There was the high dive and the low dive. And you're always scared to go off the diving board the first time. I picture people going off the diving board the first time. They go in, they get on it, they go to the end of it. It kind of wobbles a little bit. They plug their nose and they just jump in feet first because that's the way to do it. It's called a diving board for a reason, because you're supposed to dive in there. So diving is going down, put your hands down, dive in. That's what you kind of see. Well, you go down and you hit that diving board and you do it the first time, then you do it the second time, you do it the third time, and now all of a sudden it's super easy. Now you're bouncing on it, you're doing flips off of it, maybe you'll do a backflip, maybe you'll do all these certain things, but it starts off as scary and then you end up doing it and it's not that big of a deal. Now what happens? You're looking up, oh, there's that one. Let's see how that one works. It's a high dive, right? It's higher. Now we're going to go in there. We're going to jump off that high dive. And you go through the same thing. And I remember, this is how old I am. My brother looks at me and goes, hey, dude, if you go off that high dive, I'll give you a dime. And you're like, all right, well, a dime will get me a little pack of candy or something at the snack bar, which you can't eat and then, you know, wait a half hour because you'll get a stomach ache. But yeah, I mean, so now you're going off the high dive and it's the same thing. You get up there, you look off, you're like, you put your foot, you wave it over a little bit, and then you just jump. So remember that. It sometimes is scary, but that's when you got to do it. It's the best time to do it is any time that you're ready to move forward and just do it. So jump off of that diving board. Don't be afraid to jump, because what'll happen is you'll never do it. All right. This is Brent Gleason. If you guys haven't, we've talked about this. I think Nikki's just finishing this book with Brent Gleason. And he is one of, if you haven't read David Goggins' book, Brent Gleason actually was in the SEALs with him. And he's got a book out called Embrace the Suck. And I think that is one of the things that we forget to do is like when things get sucky, we get running. We don't want to do it because it's too much work or because it may not work out or, you know, it's painful or it hurts. Just like going off the diving board, I'm scared to do it. I don't want to do it. What if I get hurt? What if I don't make it? You know, there are no secrets to success. It's the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. Colin Powell said that. If you guys don't know who Colin Powell was, great military leader. There's a lot of things right there that make things happen, right? Robert Watson and I were talking yesterday about being better and preparing and being more prepared and doing the small things. And we talked about baseball because baseball is one of those things that I really like. And I think it's really cool to see how it's a game of failure. But what sometimes you've heard the saying, you know, failure to prepare is preparing to fail. If you want to get better at something, you have to prepare. You have to figure out how to do it, number one. And then you have to figure out the process of how to do it. And then you have to continue to do it over and over again. And you may not get it the first time. It may take a lot of practice. I think about the way that I sell things and how I am very efficient at what I'm doing and how I can get it all done within a day. I try to pride myself in getting my work done that day so that I don't have to do any more work tomorrow. And there are other people that I work with who do it a little bit differently, but they are always stressed out about getting it done. Well, in my mind, if it's done, it's out of my hair. I don't have to do it anymore. I don't have to worry about it. It's not in the back of my mind. So I put in this process. I've prepared to make it happen every single day and put in that process to get it done quickly, to get it done efficiently, and to be done with it. And that way, I can maybe take on another appointment. I can do something different with my day because I want to find that work-life balance. And that's what I do. I don't go home and try and work. I know that if I have something to do this morning, like I think I have one order that I have to put in, but I'm not sure yet if I have to put it in because I don't know if they've paid yet. But if I did, I need to put that order in. Well, I have time this morning built into my morning routine to get it done. So find that way to build it in there, prepare for it, and then find the process that works best for you. This podcast, I've prepared my day, and it's like there's so many things bulked into my day, but I prepared it so that I can come out here and do this. Kids are sleeping. My wife has to actually work today. So when my wife has to work, I definitely have to take the kids. I usually take the kids to school, but I definitely have to get them prepared and get them ready to go. So I've built that into my day. So I know that this morning, instead of typically I get up at 4:15, sit down, have some coffee, think a little bit, go through my stuff and try and figure out what I'm going to talk about here. And then I come out here and do it. Now I go back in there. I usually, you know, if it takes me a half hour to get through the show, I sit down on the couch and the chair back at, when I get back in there. And at 6 o'clock, I get in the shower because I have time. Well, now today is that day that I don't have that time. So immediately after this, I go in and I get ready and get the kids ready and get my work done. And that way I have the time that I need. Find it. Create that process. Your whole life is a manifestation of the thoughts that go on in your head. I will tell you that 90% of your problems lie between your ears. 90% of your problem lie between your ears, right between those two things that you listen to, your brain. It can stop you. It can start you. It can make you not want to do anything or make you want to move forward. 90% of the time, it is you who is stopping you. You are hearing something. You are scared of something. You're afraid to do something. You must be willing to do it. You have to manifest it. I was talking last night on One Drink Wednesday about this truck. I have this dream truck, right? It's this truck that I've wanted for a long time. As soon as it came out, I knew I wanted one. And I was like, I'm going to get a picture of that thing and I'm going to stick it right in front of me and I'm going to manifest that thing into my driveway. And that's what it is believing that it can happen, knowing that you can do the work, knowing that you can make that thing show up because you are willing to do everything that it takes to make it happen. Remember that it starts with you believing in yourself. That belief that you have has to be in your head. You have to understand, you have to realize that it's possible before you can even attempt to make it happen. It's crazy. It is really crazy, but it is possible. You just have to understand it. You just have to believe it. It starts with you. The challenges around you are nothing compared to the determination within you. Again, it's mental. It's in your head. It's what it takes. It takes for you to have to be willing to step up to the challenge and be determined to keep going. When you decide that you can't make it happen, it's not going to happen. If you're willing to do the best you possibly can, no matter what, and keep going and don't stop, it's going to happen. It's going to be something that will happen. You just have to be determined to do it. That determination is what keeps you going. Nikki and I talked about this on the Motivational Music Hour yesterday. We've talked about the pinata before. It's getting that candy, knocking on that pinata as hard as you possibly can. And knowing that the very next one can be the one that releases the candy from the pinata and give you what you want. Think about that. Think about that every time you're like, shoot, this didn't work this time. Well, I'm taking that swing one more time. think of your, it's so weird because my life is kind of metaphors. That's really what it is. Like I sit there and I look at it and I think about how it relates to me and how I can use that and how I can make it happen. Sometimes this is a good one because I was thinking about this because there's a lot of times that there's distractions in your life. All right. Leveling up takes isolation, separation, and extreme focus. All of those things. Sometimes you have to isolate yourself from the people who are stopping you. Sometimes you have to separate yourself from them, separate yourself from all the things that are stopping you from doing what you want to do. Keep yourself away from that and just completely have that tunnel vision towards what you're trying to do. Now, there's a downside to that sometimes because sometimes you can be lost on that. You have that tunnel vision of the path ahead of you and you know that you want to keep it happening and you know you want to keep going, but sometimes you can lose sight of what the real focus is. So remember that. Just remember, be hyper-focused, but also remember that sometimes you can be just a little too focused and you'll lose sight of the things around you. So you got to find the right path. All right, we got two more here. And then we'll call it a day. It is Thursday, and I'm not going to do the show tomorrow because I'm actually going to be traveling, which it's weird to say that, but we are headed to Arizona. Spring training to go see the Giants play a little baseball, go visit my friend Jay, hang out at the pool. At the hotel, it's pretty good little relaxation. I haven't taken vacation in a while. I mean, it's been since I think I went to Cancun last year on a business trip, real rough business trip. But that was the last time I went on vacation. So it's exciting to get out of town and kind of get into some heat because weather's not bad right now, but it could snow today. It's not going to, but it could snow today. Baseball. Back into a little bit of baseball quote here. This is from Derek Jeter. There may be people who have more talent than you, but there's no excuse for anyone to work harder than you do. And I believe that. The quote says, and I believe that, but I believe that as well. The one thing that you have control over is what you put into it, your determination, your work, the hard work that you can put into it. You have control over yourself. You have control over the way that you react. You have the control over the way that you start or stop. You have the control over what you do. That is the one thing that you have control. You do not have any control over what other people do. You don't have control over the outside barriers that are coming in at you, but you have control over the effort that you put into it. You may not be talented. You could be a 5'10" basketball player on a court with a bunch of people that are over 7 feet, but are you working harder than them? They may be talented. You may not be, but your work ethic is what will get you there. So it is all up to you. Put in the work every single day. I'm going to leave you with this one. Because we all struggle sometimes and we all sometimes may be a little bit embarrassed about it, but never be embarrassed to struggle. There is no shame in working hard to get to where you want to be. Do not be embarrassed to struggle. Struggle is something that makes us stronger. It builds character. It makes us someone who can be, I think about like my wife, not that this is a struggle, but she started out as a CNA. And then an LPN that was doing, like, as a CNA, she's doing the dirty work, right? Like, CNAs typically do all the work that the nurse doesn't want to do. And so, like, doing the diaper duty, you know, like, for the old people or whatever there is, like, cleaning up after them, walking them down the hall, doing all the things that they can't, that the nurse can't do, or that the nurse can do that she can't. So then she became an LPN and she had the same workload as an RN, but got paid as an LPN. And then she became an RN. And what the funny thing is that as she did that, she continued to do all the things that she did before. She doesn't go and say, hey, CNA, get over here. I wiped enough butts. It's your turn. I'm going to take care of this if I have to. Being willing to struggle a little bit, being willing to do the work that no one else is willing to do because it will make you better, will make you better. That's all there is to it. I hope you guys have an awesome day. It is Thursday. I've got a little bit of work. Like I said, I'm heading out of town tomorrow. I will not be here. I'm actually going to be taking Monday off as well because it's going to be Thursday through Monday. So we will see you next Tuesday. Maybe I'll have a little bit of sunburn. I don't know. That doesn't typically happen. Weather's a little bit warmer in Arizona than it is here. Thanks to the Patreon supporters, Nikki, Michelle, Anna, Frank, all you people that are here. If you guys want to join the Patreon, go to patreon.com/WesTankersley. Come join the Patreon, subscribe on TikTok. We appreciate all you people. We have 3 TikTok supporters as well, Michelle, Frank, and Nikki. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.